let me turn you on. People, let me turn you on. Oh, I'd give anything in this God Almighty world if you just let me turn you on. I'm glad you decided to go to our talent show. We got old and new faces for you tonight, so I'm glad you decided to go. People, let me take you home. People, let me take you home. You're such a great damn audience, I'd like to just take you all home. Now, some of you may recognize this tune. It's an old Bob Dylan tune. At least I thought so. It's called Baby Won't Let Me Follow You Down, and it was on his first album. And me and Frank wanted to do some Bob Dylan songs. He did just win the Nobel Prize for Literature. I get the idea he's totally embarrassed about the whole thing. But well, I found out the song isn't by Bob Dylan. It was actually written by a bunch of old blues guys in the 30s and 40s, and a lot of people have worked on it and changed it. It's because he put it on his first album, you know. So I had to try and find something lively by Bob Dylan to start the show with. Now, those of you who are familiar with Bob Dylan's oeuvre may know that Bob Dylan isn't really famous for lively song. It's got a lot of virtues, but that isn't one of them. Finally found one, though. It's one of the, in keeping with our gospel theme we have tonight, and although it's a little more on the give 'em hell sermon side of things. And this is a song, and there's definitely a whiff of the Reverend Gary Davis about this tune, but it goes like this. You can preach out your Bible, you can fall down on your knees, pretty mama, and pray to the Lord, but it ain't gonna do you no good. You're gonna need my help someday. Yes, you will. And if you can't stop your sinning, please quit your low-down ways. You can run down to the White House, you can gaze at the Capitol Dome, pretty mama, you can pound on the President's gate. You ought to know by now it's gonna be too late. You're gonna need my help someday. Yes, you will now. And if you can't stop your sinning, please quit your low-down ways. You can run down to the desert, throw yourself in the burning sand. You can raise up your right hand, pretty mama, but you better understand you lost your one good man. You're gonna need my help someday. Oh, yeah. And if you can't stop your sinning, please quit your low-down ways. You can preach out your Bible, you can fall down on your knees, pretty mama, and pray to the Lord, but it ain't gonna do you no good. You're gonna need my help someday. Yes, you will. Stop your sinning, please quit your low-down ways. Thanks, everybody, and I'm so glad you could come. And we expect to entertain you heavily in the theater car tonight. We have lots of great things going on. Some of them, I'm not really sure how they're going to turn out, but that's the excitement of the talent show.
And then you set up the other one, okay?
If it was all predictable, it wouldn't be any fun, now would it? Now I'd like to give you the fellow who keeps things going. At a convention for the blind, there's probably nobody more important than the guy who provides the sound so that the blind can communicate. Everybody, give it up for Frank Cuda.
There, that's good. That's much better. Yes, thank you.
I like the dead air so far.
Mm-hmm.
Got it ready? Just remembering the words come out of my 4 minutes.
Five points against you every... You probably won't win the fur-lined bathtub, but otherwise...
Evening empire has returned into sand, vanished from my hand, left me blindly here to stand, but still not sleeping. My weariness amazes me, I'm branded on my feet, my brand not to meet, and the that's not the too dead for dreaming. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there ain't no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning I'll come following you. Take me on a trip upon your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped. My hands can't feel the grip. My toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to go wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade into my own parade. Cast your dance and spell my way. I promise to go under it. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there ain't no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Though you might hear laughing, spinning, swinging madly across the sun, it ain't aimed at anyone. It's just escaping on the run. And before the sun, there ain't no fences facing. And if you hear vague traces of skipping reels and rhyme to your tambourine in time, I wouldn't pay it any mind. It's just a shadow that you're seeing that he's chasing. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there ain't no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning I'll come following you. Take me disappearing through the smoke wings of my mind, down the foggy ruins of time, far past the frozen leaves of the haunted, frightened trees, out to the windy beach, far from the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. Yes, to dance beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea, circled by the circus sand, with all memory and fate driven deep beneath the waves. Let me forget about today until tomorrow. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there ain't no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you.
I am ready.
Mr. Edick, are you ready?
Yep.
All right. On the little more reverent side of the gospel spectrum, I would like to introduce you to a fellow I've known for years, and is always a great treat to hear him at our talent shows, Mr. Quincy Daniel.
All right. They're louder. There you go. Everybody, do me a favor. Put your hands together with me. Come on. One, two, three, go. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. He is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is, yeah, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is so worthy, worthy. For he is good. For he is good. Pray. Oh, yeah. Yeah. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is so worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is so worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is good. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is good. For he is good. Yes, 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 he is good.
Whew.
There's energy.
Frank had a lot of words. Quincy had a lot of energy. I'm exhausted. Shall we go home now? Okay, I understand Doreen is here now.
So I'm Doreen. Quincy's a tough act to follow.
That's right.
And I'm saying that in all humility. I am going to introduce my two badly behaved white canes that came to convention. It's Ambassador Thwack and Deputy Chief of Mission Thwack. And I have Stunt Double Thwack at home, but Stunt Double Thwack's got a hooked end and is all worn out and didn't want to go muck around in the leaves. And I kind of like to talk about my cane sometimes because it's done a whole bunch of different things. When I didn't, at a certain point I was in the OTC and I went, I think I need mobility training. And I kind of made a list of all the reasons, ways I'd hurt myself from seeing badly. And the OTC folks kind of went, oh. And then they had to kind of smudge some other program lines. And I use it really differently because I have a lot of vision. But one of the first things it did was clear up a lot of back and neck pain because I was trying to use my bad vision instead of working on letting the cane work and seeing the big stuff. So that's my like testimonial. If there's something in your life that you're thinking, I might need to do that, but it doesn't sound like a good idea, or I'm not sure about it, think about it hard. But they put me on fourth. I'm like, okay. So here's a couple other things. This is Ambassador Thwack, the anger management consultant. You know how, like, sometimes you go, this one I learned from my voc rehab counselor. Down at the downtown metro office in Seattle, they have these lines that are made out of little plastic poles and ribbons. And it's really easy to knock those over. And they're so annoying that I'm secretly delighted that I've succeeded in knocking them over. But you just show your cane and say, I'm so sorry. But the downside of a white cane is I'm kind of a large person. People usually, before I started having a white cane, people didn't mess with me on the street. But I think a lot of us are familiar with the thing called grab the blind person and bless them. Oh, yes. And this is, you have to, sometimes you just have to say thank you. And sometimes you want to say, get your hands off me before I charge you with assault. The woman this afternoon that was selling stun guns, I was like, think that might be a little overkill, but I could certainly think about it. Okay, we did grab the blind person and bless them. I tell some people that, well, you know, cars are supposed to stop when they see your cane, but it doesn't change the physics if they don't. And then there's just other things where, like, you know, kind of having something just put it in perspective is, that's kind of what your ambassador is supposed to do sometimes. This summer, the National ACB sent out a link about a multicultural phone call. And, you know, when I think multicultural, I think, you know, houses where maybe they speak more than one language or, you know, bunches of people in a room from a bunch of different places. So it was kind of this eye-opening thing to be on this call and realize that it was all about people's different experiences with blindness. And that for some people, multicultural has to do with whether or not you've ever seen color. And so it was this, I've been still kind of trying to wrap my brain around it because it's like a very profound point. But anyway, thank you all for listening. Whatever colors you see or don't see, it's really been a great WCB convention. And I hope the rest of the evening is at least as entertaining as I am. Probably better.
Thank you, Doreen. That was wonderful. Come again, okay? Doreen's somebody who I've only known, I just met today, but I've only known her as a presence on the listserv for years and years, so... It's really nice to meet you. And that's the great thing about this talent show. We get to see a lot of old friends and a lot of new faces. And get to see your fellow members of the WCB family in a whole different way. We have someone next who has played for many talent shows and just gets better every year. How old are you now, Nancy, if you don't mind telling us?
74.
May you last forever. And she's got her maracas and her tambourine and who knows what other rhythm instruments here, and we're all ready to go. David, take it away. Okay, isn't she fantastic? Isn't that great? I always. All right, now, physical therapy right here on the spot. Our next new face in the talent show this evening won't be a new face for some of you who call the library often, because she's my friend and colleague, Shannon Curry. And Shannon, would you like to set up your song a little bit?
I will. So when I first moved out here, Cindy and Mika... you know and love them. They taught me about karaoke. And the thing that I learned about karaoke was that the songs I tended to pick were all older than I am. So I decided that I was going to sing a song that was not older than I am. So I'm going to be singing a song called She Used to Be Mine, which was written by Sarah Bareilles. It was in the musical Waitress, which came out recently, but it came out at the same time another little Broadway hit called Hamilton came out, so you probably didn't hear about it. And Alan is going to accompany me. It's not simple to say. Most days I don't recognize me with these shoes and this apron. That place and its patrons have taken more than I gave them. It's not easy to know I'm not anything like I used to be, although it's true I was never attention, sweet center. I still remember that girl. She's reckless, just enough.
She's imperfect.
She's imperfect. gosh. Oh, she is hard on herself.
Let's start over there, Shannon.
I'm sorry.
She's imperfect,
but she's kind. She is good, but she lies. She is hard on herself. She is broken and won't ask for help. She is messy, but she's kind. She is lonely. Most of the time, she is all of this mixed up and baked in a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be mine. It's not what I asked for. Sometimes life just slips in through a back door and carves out a person and makes you believe it's all true. And now I've got you, and you're not what I asked for. If I'm honest, I know I would give it all back for a chance to start over and rewrite an ending or two for the girl that I knew, who is reckless just enough, who gets hurt, but who learns how to toughen up when she's bruised and gets used by a man who can't love. And then she'll get tough, 'cause she's scared of the life that's inside her, growing stronger each day, till it finally reminds her, strive just a little and bring back the fire in her eyes that's been gone but used to be mine. Used to be she's kind. She is lonely. Most of the time, she is all of this mixed up and baked in a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be mine.
Shannon. You see somebody every day and you just never know what lurks beneath the surface. Now I want to introduce you to another new face. Another nervous face. Yeah. This is Lana Burrow, who I never met before 30 minutes ago. I just want you to know that. She's going to sing a Bob Dylan song for us, too. And I want you all to help us here, because it's really easy. The chorus goes, knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door, knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door, knock, knock. We'll just sing it until we're tired of it, right? Now, Jim Terry, who knows a lot about these things, tells me the song starts with ooze. So you guys want to ooh with me here now? There's a verse in there somewhere. Don't you?
All right, let's do it.
All right. Mama. You get one more try, all right? Here, you want to sing a chorus? Maybe that'll help. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Oh, yeah. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Once more now. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
You can't do the hook forever.
Mama, take this badge off.
That's good. I don't need it anymore. It's getting
dark, too dark to see. I'm knocking on heaven's door.
Knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door. Oh, yeah. Knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Got another verse hiding in there? You can't hum forever either.
Yeah.
4 minutes are almost up. Let's hear that other verse. You know it.
Mama, take the guns off the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. I forgot them and down. Knocking on heaven's door.
All right.
Knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door.
Hey, Jude, yeah. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Thank you.
Well, see, that's what WCB is all about, taking care of each other, isn't it? Yeah. Glad you see things my way. Now,
sorry, I'll do it.
I'd like you to meet a lady who is, I think, of as part of my accompaniment team. Oh, no, not yet. Sorry.
I was going to say.
Leave us consult the piece of paper.
He's very feminine.
I knew without my piece of paper I'd be lost. All right. Now, let us meet the other fellow who keeps the sound going here all weekend, and the music playing, and what have you, and is always there to help whatever needs doing. Incredibly reliable and consistent. Everybody, give it up for David Edick.
You know, with what little vision I have, I can look out and I can see everybody. But you got to realize the audience is much bigger than this. I think we're on the radio, so yes. Internet radio. So we're singing for the world. And it takes guts to get up here. And on one other comment, for those with cane issues, walking into a fast food restaurant or any place and tripping over those wet floor signs that they can't see and smack. So this song's going to go out to my sister who couldn't be here just because she likes the song. And here we go. Oop, hold on. Volume a little low. Restart, please. Okay. Oops. Go ahead. A little louder and restart.
A little louder on the monitor, please.
Can you restart?
How many times have you heard that at a concert?
I know.
Could we have more guitar in the monitor?
A local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire, just came out to mow his lawn. Another pleasant valley Sunday. Here in South, charcoal burning everywhere.
Sorry.
Rows of houses that are all the same, and no one seems to care. Mrs. Gray, she's proud today because roses are in bloom. And Mr. Green, he's so serene, he's got a TV in every room. Who would have thunk? Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Here in status in the land. Mothers complain about how hard life is, and the kids just don't understand. To places far away, I need a change of scenery. Sing if you want, if you know the words. It's older than I am. Da 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 da. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. In status in the land. Another Pleasant Sunday, another Pleasant Valley Sunday, another Pleasant Valley Sunday, another Pleasant Valley Sunday, another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Thank you.
Luckily, we have another WCB Saturday to get through.
Yeah, and then we'll be home. Going home.
Okay, now. Ooh, I better look to be sure. I've lost, like, totally lost my nerve now. Okay. It really is, Chris.
It really is. It really is.
I want you, you know, it really takes a village to put these things on, and I want you to meet a lady who I consider part of my accompanist team. who I call upon when I need help and always responds. It's incredible. And I know she's well known to all of you from at the moment her participation on the History Committee, but in many other aspects of WCB. So let's welcome Chris Coulter.
This is one of my favorite songs. I just like to sing it. Mama, he's crazy. Mama, I found someone like you said would come along. He's a sight so unlike any man I've known. I was afraid to let him in, 'cause I'm not the trusting kind. But now I'm convinced he's heaven sent and must be out of his mind. Mama, he's crazy, crazy over me. And in my heart is where he says he always wants to be. I've never been so loved. He beats all I've ever seen. Mama, he's crazy. He's crazy over me. Yes, and Mama, you've always said, better look before you leap. Well, maybe so, but here I go, letting my heart lead me. He thinks I hung the moon and stars. I think he's a living dream. Well, there are men, but ones like him are few and far between. Mama, he's crazy, crazy over me. And in my life is where he says he always wants to be. I've never been so loved. He beats all I've ever seen. Mama, he's crazy. He's crazy over me. Mama, he's crazy. He's crazy over me.
Just when you think you know a person, Chris Coulter, country chanteuse. That was cool. Okay, we've got some more surprises for you, many more, so stick around. Because right now, a couple ladies are going to play. We're going to go back to our gospel theme, and a couple ladies are going to play for you. Chelsea Armstrong, I know it's been on at least one other talent show.
A couple.
More than that?
Yeah. Okay. This is my third one.
All right. And Gina, is this your first one?
No.
No? Okay.
I played the recorder. And you guys might be wishing I'm playing the recorder by the time this is over, but no, not really.
All right. Well, here they are, a powerhouse pair, Chelsea Armstrong and Gina Allen. They're going to play on the violin duet, How Great Thou Art.
Yeah.
Were you guys quite through? Were you going to take another chorus? No? No, okay. Didn't want to cut you off. Everybody's entitled. Okay, Bernie, are you here?
Yeah, we're on the way.
Are you on the way? You know, another theme of this evening is flying without a net. We've had a lot of really brave people here tonight, and I really admire that. Now, here's a fellow who I think you all know well. He's from the Tri-Cities. He's going to entertain us for another 4 or 5 minutes here.
Oh, once in a while I show up. Wish I could play violin that well.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
Wish I could play violin at all. Closest I ever got to that was bass viol for a few years, but anyway. Okay, well, I'm from the dry side of the state, but I was born in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I lived on this side of the state for 40 years, and now I'm over there where it's warm and dry, except in the winter. Anyway, this is my guide dog, Griff, and I like to tell jokes that audiences can participate in. So if you know the punchline, you get to tell a joke, too. So I hope you don't know any of these. But this one, I'll give as an example. You probably know it already. How does a blind skydiver know when to bend his knees before he hits the ground? The leash goes slack. You're right. You want to tell one, or shall I keep going?
Keep going.
Okay, I like to pick on lawyers sometimes. What's the difference between... I don't know. This one's too cruel. I better not tell that one. Oh, okay. It's just plain mean. What's the difference between a dead snake in the road and a dead lawyer in the road? Anybody know? The skid marks before the snake. See, I told you it was mean. Okay, you've all heard the little kid's joke, why did the chicken cross the road? You know, to go to the other side. So why did Captain Hook cross the road?
I hate to think.
To get to the second-hand store. Okay. Why did the turtle cross the road? Yes, to get to the Shell station. You got one you can tell? No? Okay. Okay. See? Yeah, it works. Okay. Now, the guy that invented super glue, why did he cross the road? Because he was stuck. He was stuck to the chicken. Am I just about out of time?
You're doing good.
I got one I could probably get in trouble for.
One more, Bernie.
Okay, this has got to be the last then. There are three kinds of men in this world. Most men learn by observation. Brenda, should I tell it? Okay. Most men learn by observation, and so a few men learn by reading about it, but the rest have to pee on the electric fence for themselves.
How many of you were in the session about identity theft this afternoon? Bernie, you might want to add that joke to your repertoire. That's a great lawyer joke, too. Okay. Wow. Returning to our new faces theme. Good thing we have lots of themes because we have lots of numbers. I'd like you to meet a lady who I've known pretty much forever, but... many of you may not know that she's a stalwart of the Seattle Public Library Book Club. Oh. Comes to every meeting, reads every book, is incredibly supportive of all our members and stuff. Always a pleasure to talk to her. She's going to play something on the harmonica.
No, I'm going to sing a solo.
She's going to sing a solo. Yeah.
With no music.
Go for it, Junie. Another plane without a net.
Yeah, you said you're real happy for me, Alan, so I'll do it just for you.
All right.
Okay. It's an old gospel song, but it goes in my head a lot, so. Since I began to serve the Lord and to trust His blessed word, a child of a heaven, I try to be. This world has been no friend to me. Sometimes at best I hardly know just what to do or where to go. And when I sing or try to pray, my Savior seems so far away. Oh, fellow pilgrims, down here, here below, where dangers are and sorrow grows. Ooh, I have a home in heaven above. I'm going there. I'm
We want a song at every book club meeting now. That's enough to brighten up a Pleasant Valley Sunday, for sure. All right, that was Jeannie Jacobs, a first-timer.
Oh, no, we can't do that, can we? No.
Winner of one of the first-timer awards this year, so that's really nice. Okay, are the dynamic duo ready?
Or? I think so, yeah. That's good.
I want you to meet a couple of really old friends of mine, and they're back with us again this year.
Mic for the guitar, though? Yes, I would, yeah.
They don't have one, honey.
Okay.
They're lucky number 13.
Uh-oh.
13?
Yeah. Uh-oh. That's how it worked out. Sorry, Haley.
That was intentional, wasn't it?
We're getting set up here for a minute, so everybody have a drink, and we'll be right with you in a moment.
Was that number 13 intentional, Alan?
No. You were just lucky.
I am lucky. I got Julie.
There you go. Oh, that was well timed.
He's trying to make points, isn't he?
I got to do what I can.
There it is.
Maybe won't get the stony look on the way home.
Yeah. Ready?
You know, I've been here since 6 o'clock. Where were you?
We weren't here. Where were we at?
Shall I go ahead, Ellen?
I'm using my library school skills right now.
I love it.
You may commence when ready.
All right.
Okay, we're the mic.
We're going to sing a song that we sang 10 years ago, and that was after we'd been married a year. So we've made it 11 years, and we thought, why not do an anniversary song? It's one of our favorites, and it's an Anne Murray song, Can I Have This Dance?
Okay.
I'll always remember the song they were playing the first time we danced, and I knew we held to each other and swayed to the music, and I fell in love with you. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner every night? 'Cause when we're together, it feels so right. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life?
Happy anniversary, kids. Okay, and now in our little bit of everything department, I'd like you to meet another member of my piano team, Young Choi. And Young...
No, not yet.
You're not ready?
Not yet.
No.
It's Haley.
Oh, for God's sake. I'm so glad I'm not an officer. It would be terrible. I can't even get through this 1 hour right. Okay. All right. I want you to meet a lovely lady who is certainly part of the village that helps put on. And this is her piano you've been listening to all night. But she's going to sing for us right now, The Wind Beneath My Wings. You ready, Haley?
Yeah, I play piano, but I'm not playing that tonight.
So. No.
Yeah, I'm ready. My music is not, but I am. I could do this a cappella.
People have been doing that. A lot of flying without a net.
Must have been
you never have sunlight on your face. A beautiful face to hide the pain for so long. A beautiful smile to hide the pain that have appeared to go unnoticed. Had it all here in my heart. I want you to know I know the truth. Of course I know it. I would be nothing without you.
Of course, I didn't really get my announcements out of order. I was just forward announcing, as they say on the radio. You know, because now we really do have a fellow from the piano team, Young Choi, and what are you going to play for us, Young Choi?
Going to play a romantic song for Julia Nathan. Actually, I started playing piano. I thought I would get many girlfriends if I play piano, no. Usually when I play piano, boys and girls, they talk to each other and make out, and I made the biggest mistake. So still, this is for Judy and Nathan.
Just thought I'd let you guys hear a real piano player for a change. Okay, and now, as Monty Python says, for something completely different, I want you to meet a fellow who we got to know last year, and he's back with us this year. His name is Terry Butler. Is that? And he's going to fly without a net and give us an a cappella tune. Are you ready, buddy?
First of all, I'd just like to thank everybody that's here today. It's an honor to meet and greet every single one of you. You guys are my hero. And, you know, I'm not blind, but I just am so honored to be in this room with every single one of you. And, you know, you've taught me so much. And another hero of mine is Donald Causer. Unfortunately, Donald he passed away last year, 2 days after Christmas. And so I'm just going to sing by myself, but if you would sing along with me the parts that you know, I'd really appreciate it.
Okay, Terry. How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good times that made us laugh outweigh the bad.
I thought we'd get to see forever, but forever's gone away. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. I don't know which road is going to lead me. All I know is where we've been and what we've been through. Ooh, if we get to see tomorrow, I hope it's worth all the pain. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. And I'll take with me the memory to bring my sunshine after the rain. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
I am thunderstruck. You were listening to that through headphones, weren't you? And singing along. I can barely...
No headphones.
Oh, well, I can barely play the... talk on the phone and use the computer at the same time. All right. Wow. And continuing our a cappella exposition here, I'd like you to meet another fellow who has become very active in WCB the last couple of years. And... We've all gotten to know him.
Yeah.
So if he's ready, we're going to have Jim Terry. Terry.
Well, it's a long trip down here from Bellingham on the bus. So I had a decision to make. Should I bring my guitar? Because I usually, when I'm playing music, I usually play that. And then I thought, if I was a guitar, and I thought about my guitar, and I said, would you play for me if I shoved you under the bus? And he said, no. I said, okay, I'll figure out something. So I came down to the convention, and we were... It's been a wonderful convention. I've been real active. And they say when you have an unusual situation, look in front of you and the solution will become apparent. And I thought, what's in front of me? And then I thought, my tummy. So my lovely wife helped me with this situation. She didn't know it, but she helped me. Because she made a reservation at the restaurant for 5 p.m. sharp. So we could get here on time. That way, I could fill up my tummy with that Asian chicken salad and get just the right combination of herbs and spices and vegetables in there and get just the right sound. So now I'm going to sing, and my tummy's going to play. But it only plays in the lower registers, so if any of you feel up to it, could you snap or clap or anything like that along with this song to get the higher registers? So here we go. Well, I'm really not that ragged for all the time it's been. 'Cause I'm rusted underneath me where my frame is rusted thin. And last year's state inspection I could barely pass. Won't you drive me across the country, boy? This year could be my last. I'm a tail fin road locomotive from the days of cheap gasoline. I'm for sale by the side of the road going nowhere. A rusty old American dream still running. I'm a rusty old American dream. Thank you very much.
I don't want to hear anybody tomorrow say we don't have the guts to face the future. I have seen more bravery in the last hour. And now you're going to see even more. There's a lady sitting here in the front row who's been anxiously waiting to perform for you all evening. She's dressed to the nines and the tens and the elevens.
Howdy, everybody.
Here she goes.
I am so happy. I'm Dorothy, the queen of old South Kids of Queendom. Where everything is perfect and it's sunshine all the time. We have no rain except at night. And it only snows on Christmas. And then we have all those sunny days. And so we're all so happy as we work and play and laugh and sing. And, oh, there's no quarrels. There's no tears. So our trees have fruit the whole year round. We even have bananas. And we have wonderful gardens. They're a sight to see. We have no weeds. We have no scotch broom. And we also have no allergies. Because as we walk among our wonderful, ever-blooming flowers, and we have no snakes. We have no bugs. We have no slimy slugs. Not even any spiders. And then we have, let's see. We have zucchinis that only grow 8 inches long. And our flowers, our tomatoes. They always ripen. See, this is we're a wonderful queendom at the South Kitsap queendom. Oh, now, our cows are all so contented, and our bulls are meek. But the calves, they just romp and have a wonderful frolic. And you know, our cows, those contented, they give us Laughing Cow cheese and 41 flavors of free ice cream. So why don't you all come to the wonderful queendom, the South Kitsap queendom. I'll greet you there as the queen. I'll even wear my crown of grass, and I greet you on my three-legged throne. So won't you come? We'll party all day in the big red barn, and we'll dance all night in the moonlight pasture. Oops, I forgot. South Kitsap Queendom is not so perfect. Those contented cows and bulls and calves, they leave us such icky, stinky cow pies. So, come anyway. Bring your boots. And we'll have a hoot as we prance between the cow poop. So, South Kitsap Queendom is not quite so great.
Thanks, Dorothy. Would you mind telling us how old you are? Dorothy? Would you mind telling us how old you are?
May I say for you, Dorothy?
Go ahead.
How old I am?
Yeah.
Well, run the mic over.
I've celebrated my 91st birthday.
We've got one before you.
And Danielle's going to tell you just a little bit about her outfit. Let's see.
Yes. Well, Carmen makes your way up.
Carmen, come on up.
So for those that couldn't see, I want to just say what Dorothy was wearing, because along with her story, she looks awesome. She has a hat with flowers and grass and straw and netting all around, and a blue, what did you say, skim milk colored dress, is that what you told me? From like dairy, but it has cow pins all over it and cow ornaments hanging from it. And she has got a cowbell and is just decked out in a fantastic way, and it's delightful. Oh, her scepter is a plunger, actually. And the top of the plunger is a cow head, so that is very important. Yes.
She's not a cow puncher, she's a cow plunger. Huh?
Utterly, yes.
Thanks, Danielle.
What kind of microphone do you need, Millie? A chair. That will be easy to do.
We're getting our next act set up here. I know we're running a little long, and thank you for your patience.
Second.
But I cannot forgo the opportunity of presenting yet another new face to you, because that's what this talent show is all about, as far as I'm concerned.
Share.
The old faces and the new faces.
Okay.
So... the next lady we're going to have is named Millie Rivera, and she comes to us from OTC, I think. A great place to be, as far as I'm concerned.
Let me lower this.
With Julie. No, I think we'll be all right. What are you going to play for us, Millie? Thank you. I'm proud of you, Millie. You had all those dogs helping you out, and you just kept your nerve. Just
I need to apologize, Millie. That was Bose. And I should have known. I didn't know you were going to play the accordion. It was beautiful, by the way.
Yeah, very good job.
But Bose really gets going when he hears a harmonica, and he starts singing. And so Bose sang with you, Millie, and I apologize if it was distracting. Okay.
No, Cindy, she's got nerves of steel. You were okay.
He actually was singing. I mean, could you hear him? He was just going at it. Yeah.
He was in rhythm and everything. It was great.
So, didn't know I had a talented dog, right? Anyway, I was laughing so hard I was crying. But,
we don't mind a little dog girl. We're not dogmatic about who performed.
Oh my goodness. Yikes. Sorry about that. Okay.
Ready,
I'm ready when you are, David. I think. I got a girl crush. Hate to admit it, but I got a heart rush. It's slowing down. I got it real bad. Want everything she has. That smiling that midnight laugh she's giving you now. I wanna taste your lips. Yeah, 'cause they taste like you. I wanna drown myself in a bottle of her perfume. I want her long blonde hair. I want her magic touch. Yeah, 'cause maybe then you'd want me just as much. I got a girl crush. I got a girl crush. I don't get no sleep. I don't get no peace thinking about her under your bed sheets. The way that she's whispering, the way that she's pulling you in. Lord knows I've tried. I can't get her off my mind. I wanna taste her lips. Yeah, 'cause they taste like you. I wanna drown myself in a bottle of her perfume. I want her long blonde hair. I want her magic touch. Yeah, 'cause maybe then you'd want me just as much. I got a girl crush. I got a girl crush. Hate to admit it, but I got a heart rush, and it's slowing down.
Thank you very much, immediate past president Cindy Van Winkle. All right, folks, we're at the bottom of the ninth. The Cubs are ahead 8-7. But we need someone to save the game. It's time to call in our closer. Because we don't, who can always knock us out of the park. And with her is our trustworthy catcher, Chris Colton.
I'm actually flying without a net.
you're going to fly without a net too, huh?
I am.
All right, so we're going to reinforce two themes at once. We're going to have more flying without a net, and we're going to have more gospel music. Take it away, Mika.
So this is one of my favorite. This is one of my favorite songs. And I'm Southern and Pentecostal. Grew up Pentecostal, so occasionally I need an amen or something, you know, like. Or how you doing, or the potlucks that won, or something. But I'm gonna do the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever, forever, forever.
Thank you, Mika. Don't forget hospitality a little later. Thank you. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Dave. Thanks, Danielle. Thanks, Bruce. Thanks, everybody, for all your hours and hours of work to get your acts ready tonight. And if you've had half as much as fun as I have had tonight, you've had a hell of a good time. That's all I can say. But most of all, as the late Richard Shearer used to say, thank all of you for showing up. We'll see you next year.